Have you ever felt the weight of being labeled all over the place because of your many passions? If so, let me ask you this. Are you ready to break free from the shackles of societal norms and boldly showcase your ability to innovate and turn vision into reality? Can you imagine aligning your passions, purpose, and profession without compromise? Well, you're not alone, and you're in the right place. I get it because I am you. I'm Jatia Jones of Jatia Jones Consulting, and I've walked the path of a multi-passionate. Welcome to the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Join me for inspiring conversations with multi-passionate CEOs who've turned their diverse passions into a force for change. We dive deep into our collective experiences, sharing invaluable lessons, and providing you with a strategic roadmap to manifest the life and business of your wildest dreams. This isn't just a podcast, it's a movement. And I'm not just your podcast host. I'm your partner in this dynamic journey. You, me, and the incredible community of multi-passionates. Get ready to unlock the confidence, courage, and clarity to help you become the world-changing multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. Crystal is the visionary mind behind Crystal P. Sherrill & Company, an operations and planning agency. Drawing from her 17-year journey in customer relations, account management, and agile product development, she developed an agency dedicated to revolutionizing how businesses operate. Her agency specializes in two key areas: crafting streamlined infrastructures for small businesses and developing clear, actionable plans for ambitious leaders to navigate their career journey. She firmly believes that efficiency is the cornerstone of a fulfilling work and personal life. Through her work with her team, she is on a mission to empower clients to find ease, efficiency, and genuine enjoyment in the pursuit of their professional passions. This week's guest, Crystal Sherrill.
Alrighty, hello, ma'am. Welcome to the podcast. They've already gotten your bio and all the good things. But tell the good people who you are and what you do.
My name is Crystal P. Sherrill, and I'm an operations and planning strategist. And those two things go together more than people know they do, right? So you can make a plan, but then the plan not efficient, right? So building efficient plans for business owners, working professionals, career transitions, working moms, and beyond. That's what I do.
Yeah, so Crystal gets my whole entire life together, okay? And by the time this airs, we would have done our LinkedIn Live, the Common Thread to Success. And so I'll actually tag that in the show notes, because this is why I also tell people, like, as you're going through this purpose-driven, you know, entrepreneurial journey, that you need community. Because I was coaching in the coaching program, and Crystal was participating in the program. Crystal would show up, but Crystal didn't say much. So I knew Crystal's name, but I ain't know no Crystal. And then Crystal popped out and was like, listen, Linda, this is how you changed my life. And I was like, well, girl, tell me what I do. Because I was trying to figure it out and put the pieces of the puzzle together as I go. And so since then, Crystal and I are like two peas in a pod. We check in weekly, multiple times a week, because I also say we need people who are good and who get it, and she gets it. Mm-hmm. And so we were talking the other day, and I was like, man, we need you on podcast, because she is efficiency on a quadrillion in life and in business. And because this season is all about the becoming and becoming who you destined to be, so you can be the CEO you desire to be, y'all need some Crystal. Because when I tell you she even has her kids in an efficient situation, she has teenagers, y'all. And I know anybody who's ever dealt with a teenager, whether they're yours or not, understand that it's not always easy to get them in the same rhythm. But being an entrepreneur and coming out of corporate and employeepreneur and all the transitions, How did we come about to like systems, and when did you notice that you had like this natural like gift and ability?
Well, I knew I always had a liking to like systems and structure and things being in place and things being organized. I remember before actually like talking to even my therapist or someone years ago, like, do I have OCD? Like, I didn't know what I was. She's like, no, she did some assessments. It was like, no, it's not OCD. I was like, okay. I didn't know what to term it though. I was like, why do I need things to happen like this in order for me to be successful? And that's been all of my life since I was little. My mom used to run her up the wall. She was like, where did we move things to? And they were like, well, Crystal moved it over there because it made more sense over there than it did over here. So I didn't know what it was. I just knew I always did it, right? So then, fast forward to you and I meeting in 2021, 2022, one of those years, 2020.
Was it really? Okay. You know, all of y'all blur together. So it might have been probably
22.
2021.
No, it was 22 because I
It was
after,
22?
yeah, it was 22 because I left my full-time job after
Okay,
being in the
true.
program. So I was in the program, you were coaching the first. One of the second sessions you coached, you took us through your common thread formula. And in this common thread, I still have it on my device, my remarkable device. And the way you laid things out showed me that I like organizing, I like planning, I like things to be in place, I like helping people. It like the way you helped me pull out the thoughts, I was like, oh, I just organize things well. It was like it was the biggest aha moment. I reached out to you afterwards, like, girl, you gave me the biggest aha moment in my entire life at this age. Like, oh, I just like organizing things where I thought it was OCD, or I thought it was a term, or I thought it was a something technical, right? It's like, no, you just like putting things in order. So from that point, it has just been like amazing. It's like, so I'm looking at myself in this new light. It's like, no, I'm good at that. I'm good at strategically putting things in order so that it is efficient, it's effective. Big word we be leaving out when we talk about systems and workflows.
Yes.
Effective, meaning you meet the goal, like you actually get to the thing that you're trying to get to, and I just do it well. So then I left my full-time job after figuring this out, like, I hit the ground running because I'm also very ambitious. You ain't got to like pump me up. I don't need all that. I don't need no cheerleader. I'm my own cheerleader. So I'm like, cool, hit the ground running. I changed my business. I had a website and design because I thought I like systems like website and designing, which I am good at, but I wasn't great at. I'm great at this. So I dissolved that business. Well, I flipped that business structure, changed name, everything, wiped it clean. And went into Crystal P. Sherrill and Company, a strategic operations and planning agency. And I'm like, that's what I do. So that is what my company is. And I just took it. That's when I realized my gift. I knew I was good at something, but realizing it's a difference at knowing you're good at something and then realizing it's a gift. Those are two different feelings. And now I know I'm gifted at it. So when I do it well, I'm not shocked anymore. I'm like, because it's a gift from God to me. So it's like, you won't understand your gifts. I don't understand why I do this. I don't understand where I got it from. I was trying to tie it to trauma and everything else. It was like, no, you're just gifted. So that is how I came to learn about my gift.
I love it because you're so right about how we feel like something's wrong with us when it's really the thing that we're really good at, which is what's right with us. And because I've been saying this a lot lately, it's like gifts are free, right? When you have a birthday party, they're free to you. And so we don't always value that thing because we didn't have to work hard for it, but somebody had to pay for it. And so when it's your God-given gift, we already know. Well, if you're new to the podcast, I'm a Christian. And so I believe in God. And so I just feel like we've already been paid the price for it, the gift has been paid for, all the things. And then something that you don't have to work hard for. It is given to you. And so we don't value it because society tells us that anything worth having, you're supposed to work hard for. But the fact that you were like, oh, well, this thing that I thought was wrong with me is wrong with me. It's actually was right with me. And you literally hit the ground running. That's one. And then two, how you threw in that you had the website design business. And so what are like your other passions? Because I want the multi-passionate people who are trying to still stuff themselves in this box to realize like, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay, when you talk about my passions, they are, it's like a plethora of them. So I love design. I love home design. I love interior design. I love graphic design. I love online design. I just love designing things and making things pretty. I love planning like events. So I had an event planning company before the website design company. I ran those two together. So you see how I was like doing two different things in two separate areas. I had an event planning company here, then I had a graphic design company here, and then my new company just fuses both of them together, right? Now I have operations and planning in one place. So I love design, I love decorating. I love reading books. I love writing. I love crafting. I love teaching. So I started my master's in secondary education, realized that wasn't the only thing I wanted to do, and literally stopped before I had to do student teaching. So I just like never fit. But I love teaching. I love educating. I love training. I love facilitating. I love speaking. I love all of these things. And I'm like, how do you do them all at one time? Right. And now I have it. I have it. I have the secret sauce, that secret jar of sauce that mixes everything into one. And I'm like, I'm so excited for what 2024 like has. It just makes sense. You ever feel like you sit back and you just got all these things that you love and they together now. And it's just like life makes sense. That's how I feel right now. Like life just makes sense right now.
Girl, listen. And the well, let me before I even jump into that, how many of y'all can relate to this? Because as you were talking, I was like, creative. As I say, I'm a nerd. I like to nerd out sometimes. Like you actually love learning and then applying it and tweaking it and trying to figure it out and making things a thing. And it does have to look a certain way and feel a certain way, which is where like a lot of our perfectionism comes in there. But like as you were talking, I was like, it's like 10 good multi-passionates that I know that'll be like, yep. It's like that level of awareness. But I was just thinking the other day how as I do my research in like human design, a lot of multi-passionates are either manifestors, generators, or manifesting generators. And so when I dive in deeper, a lot of that explains like how when you're not in sync, when you're not in alignment, how it shows up in you. And for me, it shows up as frustration. So whenever I feel frustrated, even if I don't know why I'm frustrated, 9 times out of 10, it's because something's not clear. It's not flowing. And so, yes, friend, when just recently, like you said, I'm excited about 2024 too, everything just makes. And so when it makes sense, it's like I get these big bursts and balls of energy. And I literally thought yesterday, I was like, before I had coffee, before I took my vitamins, before I did anything, I was like, doo, 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 doo. And I was off to the races because I woke up and I was like, yes, this makes sense. And I'm ready to do the thing. And so it's so important when, which is why I'm excited about doing the live. And sharing more about like your business and all that kind of stuff is because I want more people to feel that joy,
Yeah.
that peace, that
It's a peace
fulfillment.
when you have a clear plan ahead. Even the plan may it may go left a little bit, it may go right a little bit, but when you know where you're going, the anxiety, the nervousness, it's just like knowing if you're in a foreign city, you've never been here before, but you put an address in to get to a restaurant. You are confident that you're going to get to this restaurant. You don't have, oh my God, am I going to get on the wrong expressway? Am I going to do, am I, you don't have all these anxieties and nervousness that you normally would have if you're like trying to just wing it, right? Like, okay, I think I could look at this map and take myself there, right? So it having a clear plan in front of you is so relaxing. It just lets you ease into your day, ease into your night. You're not working up and rushing to do anything, trying to because you need to figure something out. It's just like, I know what to do. I'm can move at the, in this season, I'm valuing that. As you mentioned, my children are in high school. Well, one's in high school, one they both will be in high school next year. And I need that space where I can just like ease into my day, ease into my morning. Both of them are in high school. Work is getting harder. We're getting closer to college. Like all of these things in my life, I need easier days. I need easier mornings. So having a clear plan definitely lets me hit the ground like, ah. Right. So,
Right. That was a really good analogy, like a really good analogy. Because anybody, when your GPS go out and you don't know where you at,
panic.
that's a whole nother level. Exactly. And, that's a good segue too of how when business is good, specifically at you as a parent, because I've always used this example about parents not choosing them first, right? Because I know I used to be like, Mama, go take a nap. Because when she was tired, she was snippy. Like it was just World War III if you just say, hey, you know what I'm saying? And so it's like for you to actually have that peace and calm in business, it then translates over to personal because then you can actually be present and enjoy the kids or help the kids. Like I know we talked the other day, you were at your daughter's track meet. And then I saw a video and you like, well, in between her races, I'm found me a Starbucks and I'm going to work. And I was like,
She got 2.5 hours. I don't need to scroll on Instagram or Facebook and waste my time. Those I don't need to do those things. I need to stay. I have a plan. It's written down. I need to go work the next thing on the plan. Boom, back for the last race. Hey, congratulations. Let's go home. Like it's about being systematic and having like if you keep the goal in front of you, all those other distractions get out the way. Unfortunately, so many people don't know their goals or haven't really set clear goals. And then that's where my company and what we do is strategic planning comes in place. It's like, what's the goal? Have you outlined the true goals you're trying to get to? Have you defined them? And then when you have clear goals, you can set clear paths on how you will need to get them or what needs to change in your day to day so you can get to that goal. But without clear goals, you won't have a clear plan. But yes.
and you know what? I think a lot of people honestly have clear goals. They don't have a plan.
I don't know if the goal's
Because,
that clear though, friend. We gonna
well, not all of them. You're
okay,
right.
we
You're
gonna
right.
talk.
Because they just be like, I was watching this social something podcast and with I even reposted it, but Social Proof
Social
podcast.
proof, yeah.
And he was like, so what's your goal? And the guy was like, to make $1 million. And he was like, no, he said, what's your plan? He was like, to make $1 million. And he was like, that's not a plan because that was your goal. And he was like, well, the plan is to make $1 million in each business. And he was like, what is your plan? And he was like, just be honest, you don't have a plan, right? So, so many people are used to doing these SMART goals. And then it's like we just hit the ground running, which is why I know for me specifically, I am now in the phase of business where I'm like, I got all these different building blocks and puzzle pieces. And now I'm like, I don't need none of them puzzle pieces because I was building it as I go because it was a vision. And now I'm trying to make it a thing, right? And I look around and I got all of these different things that I don't really need because there was no real plan. It was just the goal was to get to the vision that I see in my head. And it was like, throwing spaghetti at the wall. Like we're gonna see what sticks. And so now it's like, okay, we can refine because we're really clear on the plan to get there. And so nobody really has a for real plan. And even
True.
with that being said, we talk about my planner all the time, is that they'll write down the steps. And I'm always like, if you're making a salad, there's 550 steps to making a salad. The goal is to make a salad. The step is mix everything together, get the salad dressing, put it on the table. But mix everything together means I also have to chop up the cucumbers. I have to chop up the tomatoes. I got to, like, there's so many different tasks under each step before you get to the goal. And people don't realize that.
Yeah. If you really want to go deeper, check the refrigerator to make sure I got cucumbers, right? Check, like, that's
so you know what to buy at the grocery store.
So then you make a grocery list. Then you go to the grocery store. Then you come home and chop. So it's even when you really get fine in the intricate details, which I call the procedures and processes in business. So the intricate details are the procedures to complete a process in your business, i.e. make a salad, right? But those steps are not broken down where they're tangible. And that's what makes the plan unclear. That's what makes the plan foggy, just cloudy, don't know where to start, because those intricate steps are just not fine enough where you know what you need to do, you know, to get to the next goal.
And life be life. And then you're like stressed out and you want to give up. And, you know, I also, y'all go follow Crystal's Instagram. I'm just saying. So there was one post, or I don't know if it was a story or a post, but you and your daughter were going back and forth on how the spices needed to be organized. And it was like, do you alphabetize them or do you do it by color or something, y'all were saying? Yes. And in my head, I'm like, you alphabetize them. Like every time I go to my brother's house, I'm the one, it's because I'm normally going for the holidays. So I'm also cooking while I'm there, right? And so it's like, let me organize the things. Because I need to, as a bartender in bartending school, they teach you that your bar has to be organized because your body becomes on autopilot. So you just reach for the vodka and you reach for the, you don't think, because the bar is super busy, people are crowded, and you're dealing with drunk people. So they don't want to wait. And you need to be as efficient and effective as possible, which is why you'll see them make a Long Island iced tea and they got three bottles in each hand. Like, it doesn't make sense for me to pour 2 ounces of this and pour. And, like, you need that, like, minute level of organization to be as effective and efficient and effective, because your body literally thinks for you and will act without you thinking. And before you know it, it's like, that's done, that's done, that's done. And I joke with my brother all the time because he's the one that will watch the ground beef brown instead of boiling his noodles. I'm like, bro. And he's sitting there scrolling on his phone and he's like, I like the old school way of cooking. And I'm like, that takes too long. I'm hungry. Like, if you don't do this, do this, do this, and one pot meals, like, why does the kitchen look chaotic? Because there was no efficient and effective plan. So I love that post when y'all are like, because if you know that olive oil is, or thyme is over here, like, you wouldn't be looking and rummaging through the cabinet wasting time.
But that also speaks to, now I do want to speak to, every system doesn't work for everybody. And that's the importance of figuring out and working with someone to figure out what systems do I need. So for my daughter, she needs them by common spices, meaning minced garlic, onion powder, garlic salt, whatever we use commonly, right? And the things like oregano, she needs it further away from her reach. That is a smart system for her because she cooks a lot. She's 14, but she's gonna cook her a meal, baby. So she's gonna make sure she's eating. So she, that's the way she needs it. I needed it in alphabetical order. So we were like going back and forth for like, hey, we need to figure out a system that works for both of us because I need them in alphabetical order. She needs them in relevance. How relevant is this seasoning to what I cook? Right? So it's not one system is right versus the other system. The importance is having a system. Your system can be different from somebody else's, but if you don't have one, that's the problem. You don't got to adopt my system. You ain't got to adopt your Tia system, but you need a system, right? So, because like you mentioned, it does put you, your body moves on autopilot. Our body is a big muscle. It is memory muscle. It has memory. It just knows what to do without thinking. So do you know how much stuff you can get done if you get to quiet your brain, turn off your brain, not think? Like, Just think about when we drive at work. Say we've been working somewhere for 10 years. That same drive, you don't think, is there a tree to my right? Is there, you don't think what's in the place because your body knows how to get you from home and to work safely. Your body has built a muscle in it. So that's the importance of having systems together, because it allows your brain to turn off and actually get into that rest and ease and freedom that we're all dreaming about, but people don't know how to really get to it. They just keep dreaming about having it. And it lies in having systems in your business and in your life so that your body can just, your body and your mind can just move together easily.
Mm-hmm. And the reason I was saying, you know, for everybody to go follow her, despite the fact that I think she's bomb.com, is because like she really does show real life experiences of the systems in life and business, right? And so you can always pick up the tools, because I'm a big advocate for, yes, there's some lessons that we personally have to learn. Because my mama told me to stay away from credit cards, but they got me with that free t-shirt on campus, and that was a hard lesson I had to learn. But I also looked at a lot of other family members and friends and was like, I don't want to have to learn that lesson, so I'm not gonna do that. I like how that works. Let me try on that system for me, right? And so you save so much time, money, and energy by getting the cliff notes and the cheat sheets of life from other people. Yes. And places and things. And that's what I see your Instagram being, is like the cheat to life. Okay, so you guys know how much of a multi-passionate she is right now, how effective and efficient she is. So let's talk about one of the fantastic things that I thought about you too when we first really got to know each other, was you talked about how your mother was a business owner, right? And so you picked up a lot of the business savvy from very, very young. Yeah. And I know for a lot of the multi-passionate, we don't have the business savvy. We just got the vision and we know how to execute because we're good at things. So, you know, listening to you and your key terminology, because I know for the longest you was like, does that make sense to you? And I'm like, I don't have as much business savvy as you, but it makes sense to me. Talking through more of like the important pieces that help you get that balance and flow and flexibility and freedom that you're really looking for in business. I know one of the biggest things that you kind of helped me flesh through was framework. Mm-hmm. I also in my mind feel like you have a framework at home and at work, right? And so like, what are these like bits and pieces that you would encourage your ideal client to start working on before they come to you, so when you guys get together, like, you guys can hit the ground running?
That is a loaded question, because know, there's right? So many parts that what would you need to have to hit the ground running? I definitely would say a goal or a destination that you want to get to. And I'm big on setting goals. So, you know, if I tell people, okay, so what's your goal in running your business? You want to run your business and you still want to work your full-time job? I'm an advocate for it. I did it for many, 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 many years and successfully. And so if that's your goal, okay, let's look at home, life, business, family, friends, and it's outlining those things, but you got to have a goal. So as you got to know where you're trying to get to before you come work with me, because I can only help you create a plan for this ultimate goal. I can help you refine the goal, but you got to have where you're going. So that would be the first thing I would say that someone that wants to work with me or, you know, help me organize business or life would need to know. But the other thing I would say that they, man, that's, I, you know, from strategic planning, unfortunately, we work from the bottom. We literally build from the bottom up. It's like, you don't need to have much more. You got to have a goal and a vision. And once that goal, you have a solid goal or a solid vision on what you want, it's all about refining it. It's all about refining it and putting the steps in place to it. Now, when you were speaking about like my business savviness and where it came from, it has been all my life. It's been watching my mother run multiple companies, and I'm talking about in the 80s. I'm an 80s baby, right? And she was running multiple companies, and I didn't know why that was so fascinating to people. She was a vice president over here. She had her own real estate and brokerage firm. She worked a full-time job. I didn't know why that was fascinating to people. I was like, I don't know, she just do it, right? But it was like, how does she move and still like raise an amazing kid, right? Because I'm amazing. So, and it was all about she established efficiency in me before I even knew what it was. So I had systems from when I was younger. So if you're a working parent, you don't have to do your homework with your kids. I had a tutor until I was out of high school. My mom paid for a tutor. I had tutors. She didn't sit, she didn't have time to sit with me, but she needed to make sure I got this lesson and I understood it and I understood the concept. I had a tutor I went to up through middle of sophomore year in high school. That was a system for her. So I think sometimes it's like working mothers or working parents, working adults, we feel like we have to take on everything. No, you get to put something in place. That thing, the goal just needs to happen. How it happens doesn't have to be you. So that's the big thing about my life. My kids have a tutor. Mike, I don't have time to sit down and work through chemistry balancing equations. I just don't have that type of time in life. And I don't want to do it. Let me really be
Sounds
frank.
like it probably gives your brain a break because that would give me a headache.
So, but so many people don't want to, how can I say it? They don't want to give that responsibility or let control of it go. And they feel like they have to be, yes, control. They feel like they have to be the person to fulfill it. So a system needs to accomplish a goal. You don't have to be the system. That is what I want people to take away.
You see a head leaning to the camera. Crystal, that's a whole word. Let me tell you why. Because there's so many people that have successful businesses, right? Because I that have successful businesses,
I know what you're about to do.
however, comma, they are hell-bent on being the only person. Or I don't want a small team, or nobody can do it like me. Now I understand like we're multi-passions because we're good at a lot. And so sometimes it just don't make sense for me to go hire somebody else to do something that I can do. However, comma, I'm here to tell y'all you're not a CEO if you're doing it all. You're a
No.
solopreneur. And that's fine, but the goal should be for you to become a CEO because it's multifaceted. One, you're opening up ways for other people to work in their zone of genius. You're blessing them. Two, you're actually for real, giving yourself the freedom and flexibility of why you really started this science.
Yes.
Okay. And three, that's when you really become a business owner, not just an employee. Okay. Because if you were at anybody else's 9 to 5 and they gave you everybody else's task to do with one salary, you would be mad. Big, big, big mad. And so a lot of times people get stuck because they're the bottleneck. Other things can't get done, even if you do have, let's say, a couple of contractors or whatever. Or you're not giving them all the details that they need to be successful, right? Because you didn't have any strategies or systems or processes in place. Most people don't even have SOPs. And I'm like, that's right. But you hiring a virtual assistant, what's she gonna do? Get paid for nothing because you don't have anything in place for her to help you or her to empower her to help you. But that is really, really big, is delegation. Letting it go.
And there's multiple ways to do it. That's what people have to understand. And it's like, okay, I don't like, say someone doesn't want to do laundry. Okay, you could hire somebody to come pick up your laundry. You could find a drop-off service. Oh, forget my thumb. You could find a drop-off service, or you could mail the clothes in. I'm just making three options up. There's three different options, probably three different levels, three different budgets, right? You just pick the one that fits best for you at that time. So if right now I have to go take my clothes to a drop-off service because that's the cheapest service that gets my job done that I need, great. But guess what? That free up how much more time in my week? So now when I'm making more money, now I'm doing the mail-in service now because I'm fancy. And now I can mail in my clothes, right? And I could just ship them and they ship them back. I don't even know if that service is live, but if you want to build a plan for it, hit me up. But I'll be coming up with all type of ideas. But seriously,
you sound good though.
Right? But seriously, you elevate your systems as you elevate, right? So as your time and freedom increases, you most likely fill it with more money, right? More income. You get to place more income there because you're working more efficiently. And then you elevate the system and then you change it. You know, you don't have to, it's all about what level you're on. So
this is so true, but you hit so many things because a lot of it is control, right? I'm a recovering control freak, but even in personal life, right? So I tell people all the time, I'm one of the biggest advocates for Instacart. Does it cost more than actually going into the store? Yes. But I'll have them go to Costco. I'll have them go to the grocery store. I'll have them even go to Total Wine. I'll have in a CVS. I have them go to four places all at the same time. And it all comes to my house. Same time. I hear 2 Chainz. I think it's 2 Chainz, right? Anyway. Whereas if I literally went to all of those stores, did all the shopping, stood in line, my stress, my time, my energy, I could take a nap. Mm-hmm. I could take calls. I could write out a plan. I could do so many other things in that time frame that, yes, I paid more for the convenience, but time is a resource we can't get back. So personally, I think it's worth it because mm-hmm. they can chat with me. I can say, get the brightest bell pepper you can find. Make sure my cucumber is not mushy. And if they don't follow directions, their customer service is freaking amazing.
Mm-hmm. Right?
So it is at the base of it all, relinquishing control so that you can do better and be better in life and in business.
Yeah. Yeah. It started with control. You got to release the control because you become the problem. That's all. No. Mm-hmm. What do you see Amazon? Is with one person that run Amazon, y'all? Sometimes I think if we just think logically, you know, like it's not even like, you got to think far out. Just think logically. Does Amazon run by itself? So if you have this dream of becoming this huge corporation, this huge infrastructure, this big business, look at the big businesses around you. What do you see? Did we call, who owned Amazon again? Do we call him?
Bezos.
Jeff Bezos. Do we call Jeff Bezos on the phone? Is he the person answering the customer service line?
No, he's the person his training best people? Life.
Baby, he's living his best life. Jeff Bezos is living his best life. He got people in place to run the divisions and the cart that he has built up in his company. So you can, if you don't learn, if anybody watching this, you're a business owner, you have to release control. Figure out the systems that you need in place to do so. Figure out how you put together all your procedures. Write up some training manuals. Release this in the format, in the budget, in the way that you can right now. But if you don't release control, you're going to become your own bottleneck, blocker. You're going to become that thing that stops the flow. The flow is stopping. And you just stay there. And then you feel stagnant. And then you wonder why you're not feeling as fulfilled in life and in business, or why this you don't like the business no more. I see so many people scaling back their business right now in this season this year. And I think it's a lot of, they don't like the way they built it. They don't like the infrastructure, the foundation that they've built it on. And a lot probably is because at some point they were the blocker and needed different systems in place and just didn't put that attention in that spot. So
I literally just had a call yesterday. And at the end, she was like, you just put the fun back in business for me.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm putting this on this t-shirt. I take you from effort to fun in life and business. Yeah. Because we do, I don't know about you, but we talk. And there are the days where it's like, that's all it is. I really want to make this dream happen. It's working. I know it's a great service, da 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 da. But I don't have it anymore. And it's normally when the systems and things are not in place. Whether that is like, because we're accountability partners, whether you just lack accountability, like that is still a system.
That's a system.
You
That's a
know, and
system.
I want so many people, if you don't already have the business yet, to keep in mind that relinquishing control, my parents, it will be helpful in freeing you up to actually do the business. Because I know there's so many parents that their whole entire life and their value system is based on being a mom. If you ask them who you are, it's like, I'm a mom of 5 kids, I'm a wife. No, who are you?
Yeah.
Who are
Oh,
you?
I'm a big advocate for
And
that. We're gonna get on that subject. Finish your thought, but I'm a big advocate
but
for
no, this
Crystal.
is serious
No,
because
this is
that's what
serious.
makes you a great parent, but so many don't realize it. And that's when they start trying to control their adult kids' lives. They don't never have a life. And so they're walking, talking, dream deferred because they never do the thing and they have all these wonderful, great ideas. And instead of putting the time into self, so self can be the best self can be, and self can create all these wonderful ideas that you come up with, you got to relinquish control of your kids and say, I did a great job as a parent. They become productive citizens of society. And even if they didn't,
Baby.
I've done what I can. Right? So that you
And
can go and help other people do better and be better and actually have a life fulfilled. And it all comes with trusting self at the end of the day. A
yeah.
lot of people like to say, oh, I don't trust nobody else to do this, da-da-da-da. I don't trust nobody to pick out my vegetables on Instacart. But it's trust in self. The trust
Yeah.
is really in you, whether or not you can navigate that app to make sure they get you what you need.
Yeah.
That you did a good job as a parent. Like,
I am big on Crystal first. I have always been that. My kids know that. They know it. I tell them to put themselves first. Now, this is not a just a me thing. I teach them that you are your most important and valuable asset. You are not me. Don't do anything for me. Do it for you. So they are big advocates, self-advocates. Their teachers tell me that all the time. They were like, they gonna advocate for themselves. Oh yeah, because they know that they are the value in this, right? Like I'm teaching them that. But I'm big on that. So I have no shame to anybody who has. I'm just not that mother. I'm like, I came here by myself. I'm gonna leave by myself. I'm going to do what I need for myself, which makes me a happy mother. It makes me a happy person that I get to wake up every day and go after my dreams, my heart, like the things I sleep about and think about to myself that no one else hears. I feel so proud that I'm able to do that. It's not perfect, but I get to do that every day and it makes me a happier person. So I am
And
more
you see
fulfilled
that.
and want to do more things and cooking nights with the kids. We cook together every night. I enjoy that time because I've done the things for me. They've allowed me to do my things throughout the day that pleases me. Now this is our time. So it actually has just made my family so much more productive to pour into myself first. Now, different seasons may change, right? There was a period when my son went through a rough season. I had to put, it was 100 toes, it was 10 toes down, 100% into him. My daughter going into high school last year, baby, it was 10 toes, 10 fingers down. We was like, whoa, we weren't expecting this. So all of my energy had to pour into her in Q3, Q4 of last year. That's seasonal, but the basis is crystal. Like things may change, but a part of that, and I'm also going to say people need to release control and letting other people help you, including your kids, i.e. your husband or wife or spouse or partner. This is a group effort. Getting through life is a group effort, y'all. I'm not doing it by myself. If you in my life, you play a part, and you know,
Listen.
Jatia, no, she'll get a, hey, this is what I need from you. Hey, this is what I need from you. I got expectations of you in my life. I know people out here without expectations for their friends and they people. I'm not. Don't be my friend then.
Nope.
Because I got expectations if you're in my life, right? That I help you grow, you help me grow, we give each other what we need. But my children are big on that they have to understand that you play a part in me being a successful person. So that means chores around the house. That means we have a system for showing me their late homework. Every day, by the end of their school day, they have to send me a screenshot of this portal that they use at use in their school district. It shows any missing assignments. If any assignments are missing, I need them to give one explanation, two explanation, three explanation, and how many things are missing. I need that. I can't, as a single mother, I can't log into a program for two different kids every day and be successful in my company. Y'all play a part. If you don't turn this in, you don't have devices for the evening. There we go. Now we can help each other, right?
But it's you're also making them successful yes. for life.
Yes.
Because now they know I have to be self-sufficient. I have to be responsible. I have to be, like, you're also setting them up for success. You're a living example of how great it can be to be self first and know yes. that self first is not selfish.
Not. I serve. I teach at church. I help. You know, I'm always helping and pouring into yeah. other people. You know why I can? Because I got time.
Because your cup is full. Your cup is
My cup is full. And I have time to pour into other people because I'm not like worried about dinner. I'm not worried about those like small tasks in life. I'm like, I got time to pour into see it once a week. I got time to pour into friends and family and people I care about because I got time to do it because I have things that work in my life. So systems, mm-hmm. Systems are the key to success.
They make it look easy. I tell people all the time, it's like, you know, you got a plan to make it look easy.
Yeah.
And the people that make it look easy is because they have a plan. And 9 times out of 10, speaking of Jeff Bezos, like they have 10-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And like I remember telling even my mom, like, this had to be like 20 years ago at this point. I was like, yo, what's happening in DC is coming home. So be prepared. Mm-hmm. Don't sell the house. You're in prime real estate area. Gentrification is coming. Da-da-da-da. Why? Because every city community has 10-year plan.
Yep.
And when Walmart comes, they have to come at least 10 years in advance to bid to be in the. So they know 10 years ahead what's coming. You don't.
You don't.
Because you're not paying attention. You're not being intentional. And you're not planning your life that far out. And not because we all know you might have to call an audible, but at least plan. Have some things in place, something that you're striving for, so you can be intentional instead of just being a dead fish floating in the water and going wherever it takes you. Because, you know, some people are just like, well, you know, there's nothing I can do about it. Yes, it is. The life and environment that you reside in is because of the choices that you make. And not making a choice is still making a choice.
Yeah.
And so having a plan is making a choice. Not having a plan is making a choice.
Is making a choice to not have a plan
that you want to be have life be difficult.
And that's funny you say that. That's my signature framework in my company, Pivot with a Plan, right? It's about being intentional in creating a plan, but understanding how to navigate changes. Evolve. Mm-hmm. Life is evolving. It's forever changing. We're all gonna get older. That's a change, right? Like things happen and they're inevitable, right? But how do you learn how to navigate and pivot the plan effectively and intentionally? Like every day waking up that I'm going after this plan with the understanding that there may be some changes and I'm going to know how to navigate. I'm going to trust myself, back to what you said. I'm going to trust myself that I'm going to know how to navigate those as well.
This change is the only constant for
you. Yes.
And you know, it's so funny too. I was dating this guy and he said that I dated two guys that they said their favorite movie was The Notebook. But the more recent guy, I asked him, I was like, well, why is this your favorite movie? He had a really decent response, right? So pretty cool. And I was like, well, how are you intentionally getting to your notebook? And he says, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Needless to say, we're not dating anymore because you're not intention, like you want this thing. It's cool if I have it, but I apparently don't want it bad enough to be intentional and put a plan in place.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want this thing, but the whole premise of The Notebook is that they knew each other so well
mm-hmm.
that when she had dementia, he could bring her back.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ain't being intentional with actually creating or having a relationship with the goal of intentionally being married and intentionally planning a life together and intentionally doing these things, there ain't no way in hell that, you know, if I end up with dementia, that you're gonna be able to pull me back. 9 times out of 10, you're not even gonna be there to pull me back because there was no intention or real desire, because I correlated to intention and real desire to have the thing. It just
Yeah.
sounds good. It
It
feels good.
sounded good. And I
Feels good. But I
don't,
don't
it's
want to
just,
work that hard for that. I
yeah.
want it, but I don't want to work that hard for that.
It sounds good. And I believe my, one of my things, and I'm gonna put this on the t-shirt, everything begins with belief. Everything. You can either believe you can do it or you can believe you can't. So you have to believe that it's possible, but sometimes people just, they say things, it just sounds good, and but they don't actually believe that thing. It's just saying it. It sounds
If
really
I
nice.
want it,
Yeah,
I
I
really do
want it,
want it,
but
but I
believing
don't
I can
want
have it, when you believe that you can have something,
to, honey.
it, you really believe this is mine. I can have this. I can do this thing. And now, unfortunately, for like really ambitious women and people, we believe we can do everything. And we
Can and will eventually.
will, and we can. We need order and we need a
We need
plan to
systems.
do it, but we can. But you can't stop an ambitious woman or man because they really believe somewhere that our brains are just wired different, that we actually believe it's all possible. I can do everything, I can do all this.
But even, going to the Bible, like most people hear the verse, ask and you shall receive. No, the verse before that says you have to believe and then ask and you shall receive. Because if
Everything
you don't
begins with belief.
believe,
Yep.
that's why we have the ABCs of clarity. Accept, believe, and then connect it. Like,
Amen.
because if you, without that thing, it's not there. Like, I want to win the lottery, but I don't believe that I am. So I'm not spending this dollar. I'd rather invest my dollar in something else because I think I'm not that one that's gonna win.
Yeah.
And so I don't play, but I got the uncle that hit all the time and plays all the time. So maybe he believes, I do
Maybe
not.
it's a, he
So
believed. Yeah, that's good. That, yeah, every, it does start with belief, and I don't know, it's just I want more people to believe in the things that's in their heart. Like, if nobody else believes in it, you believe in it. So one thing I believe, see, I'm the kind of person, if I see one person do it, I'm like, I could do that. So I never forget, back in 2019, and I was starting the business and buying websites and web hosting and web domains. And I sat here and I says, I can start my own web hosting company. Now, I didn't know where to purchase server space. I didn't know how to get servers in the Netherlands. I didn't know any of that, but I believed I could do it. And guess what? I did it. I told myself, I'm gonna be the next GoDaddy. I had it all mapped out in my head. Like, I'm a guy, I got developers, I'm gonna have website, I'm gonna do all, I had it mapped out. I was missing some other intricate pieces of it, but I successfully did it. I had multiple clients on what hosting their websites on my servers. Like, I believe when I say I could do something, I'm going to do it. It's all about having the steps that you need to take to get there. It's it. And that's the plan.
That's it. That's
So we're
all.
back to
That's it.
the plan.
Listen, and even just I feel like believing, having belief is a system and
It is.
it is a plan. It's like I'm making this first step in this plan to believe. I'm walking myself through the system of when I have those whispers of doubt that are really loud to me, but nobody else can hear them, to talk myself through them and be like, devil, shut up. Because you're the only person that doesn't want me to win. Literally,
Yep.
there's no reason if I ask. And in the age of internet and Google, which we did not have until the late 90s, like I had Encyclopedia Britannicas. But me and that Dewey Decimal System at the library, we was gonna figure some things out,
We're
okay?
gonna figure it out.
So that is a system to constantly, especially being an entrepreneur and a solopreneur, to you have to have a constant level of belief and a system that says, when I feel this way, what do I do? What is my plan of action? If something triggers me, what is my plan of action? Because I can't, like, not doing it and giving up is not an option. It is, but it ain't. Not when you're high
Not for
achieving.
every, it is for some people, it ain't for others. It's not, that's not me. That's why when people you were talking about mothers, you know, sometimes putting their kids in front of them, giving up on Crystal will never be an option. I won't even allow it to ever be one. I don't know how to put it. It's not an option. So I never think about that option that I'm going to give up on me. Like, no, I'm not putting that one on the table. So what system do I need in place? Because I love my children dearly. They are me. I love me. I love this. I love that. I also love that. So what system do I need in place to make sure that they all do what they need to do? Because I'm not going to give up on any of them because they're all important to me. But I need a system in place because putting me off of the system ain't the answer. So
that's when all the wheels fall apart.
That's when all the wheels fall apart. So just think about that. What are all the things that you're juggling with and that you have in your hand? Anybody watching, like, you want to do all these things. You want to be a great mother. Now you're going to fall short. That's life, right? We're going to fall short.
None of us are perfect. Nothing is perfect. I think we're superheroes, but still.
Nothing is perfect. But what all things do you want to accomplish? Put them all out there and figure out, in order to be good at this, I need this over here. In order to be good at that, I need that over here. All right. It's starting to make sense now. Now you see what you need in place. So meal planning.
You go to the gym every morning.
I'll go to the gym every morning. It's very systematic. I have to do it at a certain time so I can be back in the house before the other kid got to get up and get out. It's like, it has to be very systematic so I can get it done. But you know, the point behind my weight loss, I don't know if I ever told you, I was about 280 pounds before, like toward the end of my college years. I was really heavy. Mm-hmm. I one day said, no, I'm not doing this anymore. Cleaned out my whole house. Long story short, I lost 100, maybe in like 50 pounds all by myself. No gym, no trainer, some old Denise Austin, or was it Denise Austin workout videos my mom had, and Susan, the walking lady, Susan, I forgot her name. Mm-hmm. I picked up some old DVDs from my mom's house and lost 150 pounds all by myself. It was just, I believe I can do this, is determination. So from there, I then had children. So I had my workout routine and I said, oh no, I'm never going back there again. So when I had kids, I was like, how do I keep this in place? This will be in place for the rest of my life. I will never give this thing up again, right? Because I've been 280, almost 300 pounds before. So before I had them, I said, I need a system that I know I can commit to working out at least 5 times a week in the morning. And I've had it my daughter's 14 for 14 years. I haven't given up that system because the goal was for me never to give back to 280 pounds in my life. And that I want that more for myself than anything. So it's about knowing what you want. It's about knowing the goal and keeping the goal in front of you and figuring out what do you need to do. So my kids know and respect mom at the gym. My kids know and respect mommy's praying. They know not to interrupt my prayer time. They know the sign. I had a sign on the door when they were younger that I'm in prayer. So like, it can train them. Now they're older, they just know when the door's closed, mom's in prayer, right? They know they can't enter. They know they can't knock. So systems are not just for you. They're for the people who have to support you around you. They set boundaries for people. So I know systems sound like processes and workflows and just, you know, SOPs. They're not. They're just like, how do people treat you? How do you treat yourself? How do you treat your business? Systems are, and that's why it was a convoluted question when you're like, well, what do people need when they come work with you? You just need a goal and a vision. I'm gonna put the systems in place that you need to get to those goals or that vision, but you gotta have that in place because
I think you also have to have self-discipline and sacrifice, which a lot of people are missing. You would think as adults we wouldn't, but I've also realized that your age does not correlate with your inner. Okay. Mm. You could still be a 5-year-old child, right? But a lot of people do not have self-discipline and sacrifice. Because you said this is what I want, but you gotta sacrifice, like, not going to bed later, not watching a TV show, so that you can't get up early in the morning and stick to this schedule. You have to have the discipline to go to bed so you can get up. Because y'all, Crystal get up before Jesus comes. to go to the gym, to stick to the schedule so that you can reach your goal. And a lot of people don't realize that, especially in business. But a lot of times, if you lack that self-discipline and self-sacrifice personally, you'll never get there professionally.
Yeah. And I tell, if you're struggling with anybody watching, if you're struggling with discipline and staying on track, every action you do, I literally, even in business, I still do it. Is this aligned with my goal? Is this helping me get to my goal? So if my goal is to get to the gym at 5 a.m., but I keep waking up at 6, ask yourself, does 6 a.m. get you to your goal? No, because you need to be at the gym by 5 so you can still get to work on time. So just keep asking yourself, does this align with my goal? I
Or if
verbally,
this is even your goal.
if this is, yes, it's,
Because I know people that be like, I need to cut back on sugar, but you still eating it like every day. Like you have it in the house. You know what I'm saying?
so
Like
is it
you're
a real
buying
goal? Like, to
pies.
your point, is
You're
that a
buying.
real goal? Yeah.
Right. Like I'm trying to, after the fast, cut back on tortilla chips because I was addicted. And y'all, I'm allergic to corn, which makes no sense, even though I love it and I still eat it. Right, but I was like ODing. I was eating tortilla chips while making breakfast, y'all. Okay, and then ate it with my breakfast. And so I was like, I went to the grocery store yesterday, and I was like, "Ooh, chips!" And I said, "It says quinoa." My friend was like, "No, the first ingredient is corn. Look at the ingredients, right?" And I didn't buy them. I can't have them in the house if my goal is to cut back on eating them.
Yes. You
Like,
know, if I could, well, oh, I know we're gonna wrap up soon, but let me
I
tell
know,
you, I
right?
feel like people in, sometimes we being too soft in the wrong areas, this soft era. It's like, no, you can't. Well, no, don't keep sugar from yourself. Yes, keep sugar from yourself. If you, that's like someone who's struggling with a serious addiction, like alcoholism or something. You would
Exactly.
tell them, it's okay to have that in the house.
You
No.
can still go to the bar every day.
Yeah, you can go to the bar every now and then. I know you're struggling with an addiction. No. So it, I know we take the seriousness away from things like that are addictive, like that are harmful to us. But put that same thought process in place for something that you're trying to do in your life. And it's like, would you tell that person, was that the advice that you would give someone struggling with that? Like, oh no, you can have it around, or you can skip a few times. No, you can't skip any times, right? Your
Like, seriously.
sobriety weighs on that, right? We wouldn't tell them that. So I always have to look at a different perspective. Take the same situation and put it in a different model. Put it in a different be sit in a different pair of shoes to see it from a different angle. And that
Yeah.
typically helps you be like, that do sound
Be real
crazy.
with yourself.
It
Like, you
do.
literally have to be real with yourself and then have the self-discipline and the self-sacrifice. Because, y'all, I want them chips to, like, get to the goal.
Yeah, I was
You
talking
just
about this
have
on my
to.
Instagram stories the other day when I said I don't eat for pleasure. I eat so I don't die.
Yeah. Chris, y'all. Let's see. I'm a foodie, so mine need a lot of flavor. I can eat healthy, but she just be like, no, I just need it for nutritional.
One time
And I know how to taste good.
I cooked a piece of salmon. I forgot to season, and then Cindy's like, "Oh, my daughter's like, you didn't season." I was like, "That's okay, girl. Just put it on my plate." I'm not eating for that. That's me. I'm probably an extremist, right? But I'm also very like, the goal is this. If
Yeah.
I reach the goal, I don't care how I had to get there. I reached the goal, so I don't have all these criteria in place. I can reach the goal with A, B, or C, or D. No, I got to get to the goal. So whatever I have to pivot or take out of place to get there, I will. And if that means, oops, I made a mistake and forgot the season because I was multitasking and doing too much and threw it in the oven without it, I'm still gonna eat it because the goal is to eat this food. That's the goal.
And
And
not
I
be
made it.
hungry.
So, and not be
Right.
hungry, right? So, yeah, we can
Girl,
talk about
yeah.
this stuff
But
all day.
listen, I was about to say that. I was like, you know, we could talk all day long, but I really do feel like we hit a lot of great, great, great topics
Yeah.
as to why, you know, and also building your business around your life and not the other way around. Because if you had
Yes.
a 9 to 5, your life is built around work. This is why you got to ask for PTO, right? And having systems in place so that business is around life gives you that freedom, that flexibility, that time, that money, all the things that you really want. But you got to put some work in the beginning to create the system so that life flows. And that's what multiplies your time, your money, and your freedom. is because you have these systems and plans in place. And so, y'all go follow Crystal, like I said, because she is the systems queen. Girl, thank you for your time, your talent.
Thank you for having
And
me.
I know that somebody somewhere is going to get a lot out of this, because if it was me as a multi-passionate, I would be like, oh, yes, that's me. And like you said, you see somebody else that has done it, gives you the belief that you can. And even if you don't, I encourage you to be that person so somebody else can see you and be like, oh, they did it, so I can. But
Yeah.
just know, multi-passionates are out here to change the world for the
Yes.
better. And having a plan and systems in place allows you to do that sooner, quicker, faster to get to having that dream life, that dream career, and becoming the person you've been destined to be so you can be the CEO you desire to be. So that's it, that's all.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of the Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. I hope you found the incredible stories and insights shared to be helpful. Now, before you go, I want to take a moment to express my genuine gratitude to each and every one of you. Your commitment to aligning your passions, purpose, and profession is what makes this podcast community so special. If you resonated with any of today's episode, I encourage you to hit the subscribe button. By subscribing, you're not just joining a podcast, you're becoming a part of a movement that celebrates the brilliance of being multi-passionate. To amplify this movement, I need your help. Share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and fellow multi-passionates. Let's create a ripple effect of empowerment and inspiration. Lastly, I'm eager to hear your thoughts. What stood out the most in today's episode? Drop a comment or share your takeaways on social media by using the hashtag Confident and Courageous Clarity Podcast. Your insights might just spark a connection or the clarity someone else needs. Remember, the power of multi-passionates lies in our collective journey, and by sharing our stories, not only do we inspire each other, but also break down barriers and redefine success on our own terms. Your support means the world, and together we're building a space where multi-passion meets purpose and dreams evolve into reality. Stay confident, stay courageous, and let's continue this transformative journey together. Until next time, keep thriving and becoming the world-changing, multi-passionate CEO you were destined to be. If you're not a part of the community and desire to join us, click the link in the show notes or visit jatiajones.com/community.